Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible, Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. That's our passage today as we continue praying through the Lord's Prayer. In this part of the prayer, Jesus prayed, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." So every person is tempted, right? And every temptation comes from one of three sources. First, it comes from the world. We live in Satan's realm. He's created a culture that is in opposition to God. Think Al-Qaeda. Think sexual abuse. Think slavery. Think abuse of power, etc. That's not the way it's supposed to be. We live in a world in opposition to God and God's people. So we can be tempted because we live in this world and it's in opposition to God. We can be tempted by the flesh. Each of us has a weakness to sin, a propensity to be lured in by a certain temptation. Maybe it's pride or lust or gossip or materialism or sexual sin. But all of us have a weakness to sin in our flesh. So it could be the world around us that tempts us. It could be our own flesh that tempts us. Or it could be the devil, the world, the flesh, the devil. Satan is not omniscient. He's not all-knowing, but he's a student of our behavior, and he knows our weaknesses. He is not omnipotent. He's not all-powerful, but he has the power to leverage the things that lure us. So this part of the Lord's Prayer is asking for God to protect us from those things that tempt us. Our petition is that God keep us from giving in to the world, the flesh, or the devil. The pull of sin is so strong. On our own, we will succumb every time. Temptation is not sin, but it leads us one step closer to giving in. We need God's strength, his power, his protection. We need him to deliver us. So, Father, you know me and you know my weaknesses. You and I know my inclination to sin. You and I know that left to myself, I will fall every time. So please protect me from temptation and from the evil one who lives to see me fall. I trust in you for strength and help. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.